Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Today, we're starting a new series focused on one of the most important topics in real estate investing, cash flow. Over the next several episodes, we're going to dive deep into understanding, analyzing, and optimizing cash flow from rental properties. Whether you're just getting started or you've been investing for years, mastering cash flow is essential to building sustainable passive income. Today's episode is all about the fundamental question, cash flow versus appreciation. Which matters more? This is one of the most debated topics in real estate investing, and the answer has significant implications for how you select properties, structure deals, and build your portfolio. Some investors prioritize appreciation, buying in high-growth markets and betting on property values increasing over time. Others prioritize cash flow, buying properties that generate positive monthly income from day one. And some try to balance both. Today, I'm going to break down the difference between cash flow and appreciation, the pros and cons of each strategy, why our philosophy prioritizes cash flow, and how to think about appreciation as part of your overall return. By the end of this episode, you'll have clarity on which strategy aligns with your goals and how to evaluate properties accordingly. Let's start with definitions. Cash flow is the net income a property generates after all expenses, including mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, maintenance, property management, and reserves. If a property generates $2,000 per month in rent and costs $1,500 per month in total expenses, your cash flow is $500 per month. Cash flow is the money that actually hits your bank account each month, the passive income that pays your bills, funds your lifestyle, or gets reinvested. Appreciation, on the other hand, is the increase in a property's value over time. If you buy a property for $200,000 and it's worth $250,000 5 years later, you've experienced $50,000 in appreciation. Appreciation is unrealized until you sell or refinance the property. It doesn't put money in your pocket monthly, but it can create significant wealth over time. Now let's talk about the cash flow strategy. Investors who prioritize cash flow focus on buying properties that generate positive monthly income from day one. They typically look for properties in markets where rents are high relative to purchase prices, allowing them to cover all expenses and still have money left over. Cash flow investors often target more affordable markets, secondary or tertiary cities, or properties that may not be in the highest growth areas, but offer strong rental demand and reasonable operating expenses. The primary goal is to create predictable, sustainable monthly income. Now let's talk about the benefits of prioritizing cash flow. Benefit one. Immediate income. Cash flow provides money in your pocket every month, which can be used to cover living expenses, reinvest in more properties, or build financial security. Benefit 2. Reduced risk. Properties that cash flow from day one are less vulnerable to market downturns. Even if property values decline, you're still generating income. Benefit 3. Sustainability. Positive cash flow means you're not dependent on appreciation or future market conditions to make the investment work. The property pays for itself and generates profit, regardless of what happens to values. Benefit 4, compounding. Monthly cash flow can be reinvested to acquire more properties, accelerating wealth building through compounding. Benefit 5, financial independence. Consistent cash flow from multiple properties can replace your job income and provide true financial freedom. Now let's talk about the appreciation strategy. Investors who prioritize appreciation focus on buying properties in high-growth markets where property values are expected to increase significantly over time. They're willing to accept lower or even negative cash flow in the short term, betting that appreciation will more than compensate for the monthly shortfall. Appreciation investors often target major metropolitan areas, coastal cities, or emerging markets with strong job growth and population influx. The primary goal is to build equity and wealth through property value increases. Now let's talk about the benefits of prioritizing appreciation. Benefit 1. Potential for significant wealth creation. In strong markets, appreciation can generate substantial returns that exceed what cash flow alone would produce. Benefit 2. Equity building. As property values increase, you build equity that can be accessed through refinancing or selling. Benefit 3. Market timing opportunities. Buying in the right market at the right time can lead to outsized returns. Benefit 4. Leverage amplification. Appreciation is calculated on the full property value, not just your down payment, so leverage magnifies your returns. For example, if you put 20% down on a $200,000 property and it appreciates 10%, you've gained $20,000 on a $40,000 investment, a 50% return on your cash. Now let's talk about the risks of prioritizing appreciation. Risk 1, uncertainty. Appreciation is never guaranteed and depends on factors largely outside your control. Economic conditions, job growth, population trends, interest rates, and market sentiment. Markets that have appreciated strongly in the past may not continue to do so in the future. Risk 2, negative or low cash flow. If you're accepting negative cash flow to chase appreciation, you're essentially paying out of pocket every month to hold the property. This can strain your finances and limit your ability to scale. If the market doesn't appreciate as expected, you're left with a property that loses money every month. Risk 3, market timing risk. If you need to sell during a market downturn, you may not realize the appreciation you were counting on. Risk 4, illiquidity. Appreciation doesn't provide monthly income. You can't pay your bills with unrealized equity unless you sell or refinance. Risk 5, dependence on exit strategy. Appreciation strategies often depend on selling or refinancing at the right time, which introduces additional risk and transaction costs. Now let's talk about why we prioritize cash flow. Our investment philosophy is built on the principle that cash flow is king. We believe that positive monthly cash flow should be the foundation of any rental property investment. Here's why. Reason 1. Cash flow is predictable and controllable. While appreciation depends on market forces you can't control, cash flow is driven by factors you can influence: rent levels, expense management, property condition, and tenant quality. Reason 2. Cash flow provides financial security. Positive cash flow means you're not dependent on the market going up to make your investment work. You're generating income regardless of market conditions. Reason 3. Cash flow enables scaling. When your properties generate positive cash flow, you can reinvest that income to acquire more properties, creating a compounding effect. Negative cash flow properties drain your resources and limit your ability to grow. Reason 4. Cash flow reduces stress. Owning properties that pay you every month is far less stressful than owning properties that cost you money every month while you hope for future appreciation. Reason 5. Cash flow aligns with the goal of passive income. If your goal is to replace your job income and achieve financial independence, you need cash flow, not just equity on paper. That said, we don't ignore appreciation entirely. We view appreciation as a potential additional source of return, but not the primary driver of our investment decisions.
If a property cash flows well and also appreciates, that's a bonus. But we never buy a property based solely on the hope of appreciation.
Now let's talk about how to think about appreciation in a cash flow strategy. Even when prioritizing cash flow, appreciation can play an important role in your overall returns. Appreciation can be thought of in two categories: market appreciation and forced appreciation. Market appreciation is the natural increase in property values due to economic growth, inflation, and market demand. This is largely outside your control, though you can increase your odds by investing in markets with strong fundamentals: job growth, population growth, and economic diversity. Forced appreciation is the increase in property value that you create through improvements, better management, or repositioning. For example, renovating a property to increase rents, improving property management to reduce expenses, or converting a property to a higher and better use. Forced appreciation is more controllable and can be a powerful wealth-building tool when combined with positive cash flow. Our approach is to buy properties that cash flow from day one, in markets with reasonable fundamentals that support potential appreciation over time. We don't chase appreciation at the expense of cash flow, but we do consider long-term market trends when selecting properties. Now let's talk about the current market environment. In recent years, many markets have experienced significant appreciation, driven by low interest rates, strong demand, and limited supply. This has made it more challenging to find properties that generate strong cash flow, especially in high-growth markets. As interest rates have risen, the cost of financing has increased, further pressuring cash flow. In this environment, prioritizing cash flow is more important than ever. Properties that looked attractive based on appreciation potential may now struggle to cash flow with higher interest rates and elevated prices. Investors who prioritized appreciation and accepted negative cash flow may find themselves in difficult positions if appreciation slows or reverses. Market conditions can change, and strategies should be evaluated in light of current economic environments. This is why we believe cash flow should always be the foundation of your investment strategy. Now let's talk about how to evaluate properties with both cash flow and appreciation in mind. When analyzing a property, start with cash flow. Does the property generate positive cash flow with conservative assumptions about income and expenses? If the answer is no, the property doesn't meet our criteria, regardless of appreciation potential. If the answer is yes, then consider appreciation potential as a secondary factor. Look at market fundamentals. Is the area experiencing job growth? Is the population growing? Are there infrastructure improvements or economic development projects? These factors can support long-term appreciation, but they should be viewed as potential upside, not the primary reason to buy. Also consider forced appreciation opportunities. Can you add value through renovations, better management, or repositioning? If so, this can enhance your returns while maintaining positive cash flow. The key is to never sacrifice cash flow for speculative appreciation. Now let's talk about the role of leverage. Leverage, using borrowed money to finance your investment, amplifies both cash flow and appreciation. With positive cash flow, leverage works in your favor. The property generates income that covers the debt service and provides profit. With appreciation, leverage magnifies your returns because you're earning appreciation on the full property value, not just your down payment. However, leverage also magnifies risk. If a property doesn't cash flow and doesn't appreciate, you're losing money on a leveraged investment, which can be financially devastating. This is another reason why cash flow should be the priority. Positive cash flow ensures that leverage is working for you, not against you. Now let's talk about different investor profiles. Your investment strategy should align with your financial goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. If your goal is to replace your job income and achieve financial independence in the near term, cash flow should be your priority. You need monthly income to support your lifestyle. If your goal is long-term wealth building and you have other sources of income to cover your living expenses, you might be more willing to accept lower cash flow in exchange for appreciation potential. If you're early in your investing journey and want to scale quickly, cash flow is essential because it provides the capital to reinvest and acquire more properties. If you're later in your journey and have significant equity, you might focus more on wealth preservation and appreciation. There's no one-size-fits-all answer, but for most investors, especially those focused on passive income, cash flow should be the foundation. Let me close with this. Cash flow and appreciation are both important components of real estate returns, but they serve different purposes. Cash flow provides immediate, predictable income and financial security. Appreciation provides long-term wealth building and equity growth. Our philosophy is to prioritize cash flow and view appreciation as a potential additional source of return. We never buy a property based solely on the hope of appreciation, and we never accept negative cash flow in pursuit of speculative gains. By focusing on properties that generate positive cash flow from day one, you build a sustainable, scalable portfolio that provides true passive income and financial freedom. Tomorrow, we're diving into the anatomy of cash flow, understanding every line item that impacts your bottom line, from gross rental income to net cash flow. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.